Achara Darche Noam. We have to, you know, I that line that Rav Carmel said at the Oneg sticks with me a lot. That some approach halacha looking for solutions to problems, and some approach halacha looking for problems in solutions, right? So we don't have to oppress people when it's not necessary. So because of tircha, they could stop. The Rosh felt that it wasn't because of tircha that you make them stop. It's because once the tefillos are answered, so now we shift a focus. Now we're no longer in the focus of bakasha. We're in the focus of hoda. We have to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The thanking of a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel the same. If you thank him and you're exhausted and starving and missing something, to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you need to feel like things are good. So therefore, you break your fast, and then you focus. You go back into shul, you have breakfast, come back into shul, and you thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for all of this, all this different rain. So I saw quoted in the name of the Tshuvas Bitzel Chachma, he quotes, let's say a person's on a boat. And the boat, so today we fly to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laretz, and we know exactly when we're going to land, right? After we take off. We don't always know when we're going to take off. But assuming once that plane takes off, we pretty much know when we're going to land. So when they used to take boats, you couldn't predict with absolute certainty when the boat would land, right? It could depend on conditions in the sea. So what happens if a person's on a boat coming from Chutz Laretz towards Eretz Yisrael? And it turns out that the boat overlaps, the trip, the cruise, overlaps not a three-hour tour. The cruise overlaps with Yom Tov Sheni. It overlaps with Yom Tov Sheni, and they arrive in Eretz Yisrael in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni. So Kozman, they're on the boat, they're bound by where they came from to keep 2 days of Yontif. When they land in Eretz Yisrael, do they have to keep 2 days of Yontif, or do they not have to keep 2 days of Yontif? So he writes, he quotes this machlokas between the Ran and the Rosh. He writes, like, for example, what's the nafkamina between the Ran and the Rosh? Let's say we're all fasting for somebody to be healed, right? And let's say the person's not healed, because that would be comparable to the case of the Rambam, but let's say the person dies, lo aleinu, right? Do we have to finish the fast? So that's where you have the nafkamina. If you go according to the Ran, that the reason why you're allowed to break the fast in the middle is because of tircha, so what are we still fasting for here, right? So if it's because of tircha, so then maybe, since we were makabel the fast, he wants to suggest maybe the fast goes to the end. But if the reason is because we have to break the fast, maybe if it's because of tircha, maybe we could break the fast. If the reason is we could break the fast because we have to have hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really we should keep the fast going because we committed to it, but we have to have a hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not what's going to happen now, right? We're not going back into shul to thank Hashem for healing the person. We acknowledge that, Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the just God, Dayan HaEmes, but we're not going to say this is Gvaldik, right? So that's not going to be a factor. So then maybe in that scenario. So he says, he wants to say that whether or not when you land, you have to keep the rest of that day of Yontif depends on whether or not how the post can view this question. When you're involved in something where your status was initiated in one circumstance, and now you find yourself in an alternative circumstance that no longer is relevant to the initiating factors that created that environment, do you have to keep going or do you not have to keep going? Can you account for tircha or not? So according to the Ran, you would not have to keep going if you're a group, if you're a tzibur, because that's a tircha to the tzibur. The tzibur would not have to stay on the boat. They could get off the boat. And they could, whoever's waiting there from Nefesh B'Nefesh, you know, could greet them with the music and the flags and everything like that and Josh Vance. Right? But according to the Rosh, he wants to say, maybe you would have to be Mekayim, the end of Yom Tov Sheni, since there aren't any mitigating circumstances that would really account for why you should disrupt this, this momentum, like there are in the case of the Hodah. So therefore, he wants to say, maybe you'd have to keep going. So it's an interesting tshuva. If you're ever on a boat and you land Yom Tov Sheni, you'll know what to do. Says the Gemara, Shalchule Blei Ninveh L'Rebbe, the Bnei Ninveh sent to Rebbe. Kegon anon. So we actually discussed this a little bit earlier. What do we do? Da'afilu b'tkufas tamuz be'ina mitra. Even in tkufas tamuz, we need rain. So you mentioned that rain is different. You stop fasting for the rain. Why? Because you don't need the rain anymore after a certain date, after a certain point. But we need rain in Ninveh over here. Our climate is such, we need it even in tkufas tamuz. So what do we do? Echi navid ki yechidim daminon or kerabim ki yechidim daminon or kerabim daminon. So what does that mean? Kidi yechidim daminon uveshamei tefila. So what do we do with our davening? Do we put a tefila for rain like a yachid would do in shamei tefila? Since we're in an environment that's different, okay, the rabim daminon, and we allow our whole community to stick it into baruch hashanim, the same talamater in baruch hashanim. So shalchulahu ki yechidim demisu, uveshamei atfila, you should include it in shamei atfila, and that's what we discussed. I think we, I don't remember if it was in this share or if it was on the online share, but we mentioned the famous Tshuvas Harosh. Tshuvas Harosh had the opinion that this is only talking about a rabim like a community. That if you have a whole region, whole country, where their tkufa is different, so he entertains the possibility that you would actually move the Saint Talamata Libracha to a different part of the year, and that's a big discussion. Meisivei, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai, Bizman Shashanim Kitikni, because we have a price that says the following. When do we say that we daven for rain in these particular times, b'man shashanim ketikin, and the years are like tiknun, like the years, like they are like, the normative years that fit the takanos, v'Yisrael shirin alad masan, and the Jewish people are on their land, about b'zman hazeh, b'zman hazeh, hakol lefi hashanim, hakol lefi hamakomos, hakol lefi hazman, we make it relative to the years, to what the circumstances are, to the place, to the time. Amarle masnisa ramis alea de Rebbe, Rebbe Tanahu Upalig says, what do you mean? You're bringing me a kasha from a mesive, from a shita that says, mesive, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a masai bizman shashanim kitikin, you're bringing that to ask a kasha on Rebbe, right? Who says that you do it differently? Rebbe's a tani, could argue on this braisa. So my habi Allah. So what's the din? Rav Nachman Amar bebirchas hashanim. Rav Nachman says you do it in Birchas Hashanim. Rav Sheshet Samar b'Shamei Atfila, b'Hilchasa b'Shamei Atfila. We do it in Shamei Atfila. B'Shani Matin im Chashecha b'Sheni Matin im Chashecha b'Chamishi Kol Hayom. And he covered a Shabbos. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, the Mishnah said that we have to close down the stores. But the Mishnah said that on Monday we close down the stores im Chashecha. We close down the stores for a period of time, and on Thursday we can leave them open the whole day because of Kavod HaShabbos. See, Boilu, so the Gemara wants to know Hechi Ktani Bebeis. So the Gemara wants to know how exactly does this work? Bebeis Matin Im Chashecha Uvehei Kol Hayom Ibnei Kavod HaShabbos Odilma B'Sheni Matin Uvechamishi Poschin Kol Hayom Kulo. So there are two things going on here. One is the actual opening of the store was curtailed. It wasn't as open as it usually should be, right? Like if you're ever in Israel and you go shopping in the afternoon, right? So sometimes stores are sort of open, but not completely open, right? You know, they're like, there's a person working there, but the door's locked, or the door's locked, but there's a person, you know, the thing is halfway down, or whatever, and you're kind of like, are you open? Like, yeah, if you're going to buy something, I'm open, or else I'm not open, right? It's a different approach, right, to commerce, a more inspired approach, you know, a more less customer-centric approach, a more ambitious, business-oriented approach. They used to close the stores a little bit, and they used to close them early. So the Gemara says, what is the matir for, what is the heter for Erev Shabbat, for Yom Chamishi, for Thursday? Is it that you can open it completely, or is it that it just can be open the whole time? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, approved. Titan, you learned in the Brisa, B'sheni matin ad ha'erev, u'v'chamishi poschin kol hayom kulo mipnei kovod ha'Shabbos. It sounds like you can be poseach as opposed to matin. You can open it. So the Gemara says, "Hayulo shnei psachim." For example, if you have two openings, poseach echad v'noel echad, the way you would curtail it on Monday is you'd open one and close one, but you could leave one open. "Hayulo itzdava." If you have like a platform, keneged pischo against the opening, poseach kedarko, you can open it v'enu choshesh, and you don't have to worry. That's still considered curtailing the opening. But on Thursday, you can open it for Shabbos. Avru elu v'lo nenu mematim b'masav v'matim v'binyam minitiyah. If these fast pass and we aren't answered, we minimize work and we minimize building and planting. Tana, so says the Gemara, Bibinyan, when we say we minimize building, binyan shel simcha. We're only talking about a binyan shel simcha. Netiya, netiya shel simcha. We talk about planting, we're talking about a planting of simcha. Ezu binyan shel simcha. What's a building of simcha? So just to be clear, a building of simcha does not mean a building that is used for simcha. Right? A simcha hall. Right? That Pesach just built a new simcha. That's not just a binyan for simcha. A binyan means a building that brings you simcha. So what's called a binyan of simcha? A bona base chasnus livno. You're building a home for your kid to get married and to have a home in. That should bring us simcha to pay for that building, to build that building. Right? It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Ezui netiyah shel simcha. What's called a planting of simcha? Ze'anoteya avor varniki shel melochim. When the king used to transition, they used to plant trees in their honor, right? Like if you have a bar mitzvah and somebody really wants to get you something that you really, really want, what 13-year-old does not want to be presented with a certificate that says that because he turned bar mitzvah somewhere in Israel, Baruch Hashem, somebody planted a tree, right? What kid would want that instead of an iPad? Like, why? Of course. Like, that's, there's nothing greater, right? Than having trees planted in your honor. So the Gemara says, a binyan shel simcha. And this is a big discussion, right? In the 9 days, in the 3 weeks, in Hilchos Avelos. What is called a binyan shel simcha? Because there's a middle ground. It's clear that a binyan shel simcha is aser. It's clear that a binyan that there's a Yerushalmi that says that if a wall's gonna fall down, then you're allowed to fix that wall. Right? If something's gonna fall down, you're allowed to support that wall, you're allowed to fix that wall. The question is, what about in the middle? What about, you're just being marviach, right? You need another room. You need another room because the mother-in-law is moving in. So, binyan shel simcha? I don't think so. But is it a caving in roof? It's not a caving in roof. It's a harvacha, it's neutral. Hopefully it's neutral, right? So it's a basic expansion. Is that included or is that not included? So that's a machlokas aposkim, how to handle that. Because the question is whether or not when that Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to fix the falling wall, does it mean you're allowed to fix a falling wall on a regular building? Which means falling walls on regular buildings, you're allowed to fix. But general construction on regular buildings, right, you shouldn't fix. Or is the falling wall talking about the base chasnos? Saying, even though you're not allowed to build a real binyan shel simcha, if the wall's falling down, even the binyan shel simcha you're allowed to build. But a regular building, that's not a binyan shel simcha, so that has a different din. So that's a big discussion. David is an expert in these halachas. David will tell you exactly which rabbi in town to ask of all of his clients.
How to phrase the question.
And how to phrase the question, and how to get to the MS and Dvar Hashem. David will tell you how to reach that, and he is a big expert in what people do and what people don't do and what people tell people they do that they don't do and that they do do. So says the Gemara B'Sheila Shalom, let's just finish up quickly. He says the Gemara, what about Sheila Shalom? You're also not allowed to greet people. Tana Rabban and Chaverim Ein Sheila Shalom in Eim, that the Tamil Chachamim, they should not have greetings amongst each other. Amei Aretz, the Amei Aretz Shesholin, that don't know the halacha, right? Sometimes you walk into Shul on Tisha B'Av, someone says hello to you. What do you do? You don't say, or you don't say, I hate you, because it's Tisha B'Av. That's not what you do. Machzirin Laem B'Safa Rafa. You answer them, but in a dignified, softer voice. Uvei Koved Rosh, with a little bit of a heavy head. V'Misaftin V'Yoshin Kavelim, and they should sit, and they should act like they should wrap themselves in sackcloth and act like avelim, like mourners of kemenudin, and people who have been banished, kibnei adam anezufin lemakom, people who are being rebuked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shirachmu aleihem min ha-shamayim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim and helps the Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, ein adam chashuv ra'i lipol al panav, and adam chashuv should not fall completely on their face, prostrate themselves. Ela imke nenek, unless they know, they're gonna be answered. Like Yoshua bin Nun. Shenemar vayomer Hashem Yoshua, kum, you should get up, kum lecha. That after he was bowing down, you should get up. Why should you not do that? Because people are gonna see you do it and not get answered, and it's gonna be a bizui to the Talmud Chacham, to Tfil. Lama ze atanofel apanecha. Why are you, kneeling on your face? So the Amar of Elazar, now the Mechashiv Shai Lach Gar Sak, you also shouldn't wear, and the Mechashiv shouldn't wear sackcloth. Elim Kenene, unless you know you're going to be answered, Giyahoram Ben Achav, like Giyahoram Ben Achav, when there was a great famine, Shenemar V'yikishma HaMelech Az Dibriya Isha, Giyahoram Ben Achav heard this horrible story from this woman, the famine was so bad, they actually agreed to eat each other's children, and one went through with it, and one reneged. And so they came to the king. Vayikra as Bigadov, when he heard that this is the extent of the famine, he tore his clothing. V'ober alachoma. V'yara am, and the nation saw. V'hine asak al besaro, that he was wearing sackcloth in the, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim. So you should only do this if you're going to be answered. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, lo akol b'kriya v'lo akol b'nefila. Not everybody should do kriya, not everybody should fall. Moshe v'yaron b'nefila. Moshe and Aaron, they are shayach to the tactic of collapse. Yoshua v'kalev b'kriya. Moshe Aaron v'nefila d'chsiv v'yipo Moshe v'Aaron al pneim. In the aftermath of the Meraglim, this week's parsha, they fell on their face. Yoshua v'kalev, how did they react? They reacted b'kriya. D'chsiv Yoshua b'nun v'kalev ben Yifune karu b'gdeyem, they tore their garments. Maskifla Rabbi Zeira asks Rabbi Zeira, v'tere Yoshua bar Nachmeni, some say it's Yoshua bar Nachmeni, avaksiv Yoshua k'dikamar t'hashta d'chsiv Yoshua ha v'ha avid. The Amar of Elazar, lo akol v'kima, says Rabbi Elazar, that not everybody, that when Mashiach comes, not everybody is going to greet Klal Yisrael the same way. The lo akol b'shtachavir. Some will greet by standing, and some will greet by bowing. Melachim b'kima, the melachim, the kings of the world, will stand. V'sarim b'shtachavir, and the officers of the world will go ahead and bow. Melachim bekima, melachim will stand, dechsiv, as it says, ka'amar Hashem, so says Hashem, go Yisrael, kedusho, livaze nefesh, for those who've been mivaze nefesh, lamisav goy, and been, subject to the other nations, la'eben moshlim, servants to those that have been moshel on them, Melachim yiro v'kamu. The Melachim, when they see that nation is redeemed, they will stand up. They will fear and they will stand up. V'sarim v'yishtachavim. And how do you know the officers will bow? D'chsiv sarim v'yishtachavu. It says that the officers, they will, the prestigious ones, they will bow. Maskif la Rabbi Zeira v'yitema, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Rabbi Zeira, and some say Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni asked, the Yavik Siv, if it says v'sarim yishtachavu, k'dekamart. Hashta dechsev sarim v'yishtachavu havaha. Now that it says, just like we said before by Yehoshua, I don't think I was so clear about that. The vav tells you when it says v'yoshua binom v'kalev ben yifuna karu b'gdeyem. So he asked yahavu ksev, if it would have said Yehoshua, just like Yehoshua did it, then it would be like you're saying, one does this, one does the other. Since it says v'yoshua, it means that he actually did both. Same thing here. Ksiv iav ksiv visarim yishtachavu k'dekamar. Hashad ksiv sarim v'yishtachavu, that sarim and they will bow, hava ha avud, that they'll do both. Amar Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, af ani omer lo akola orav, lo akola simcha. Not all will receive the light in the Yemos HaMashiach, and not all will receive simcha. Tzadikim, the righteous ones, la ora, they will be privy to light, the great glorious illuminating, radiating light of the redemption, the yesharim, and those that are straight, l'simcha. They will benefit, they will experience simcha. Tzadikim la'ora, how do you know? Tehsev or zarua la tzadik, that a tzadik is associated with or, v'li yesharim b'simcha, how do you know? Tehsev uli yishrei leiv simcha, hadron alach, me'emasai mazal tov, on the completion of the first parak of Tainis, should be zoche to go further and review this parak, and complete many more prakim, and finish it in Mirtz Hashem together. Amen.